Okay, before we go back to it, there's one additional nakuda, a mashinahenis, that I want to share with you. You have to know a Gemara in Chulin. It's a Gemara in Chulin, which says that if somebody is mazik matnes kahuna, or steals matnes kahuna, or eats matnes kahuna, he's potter. Gemara is the kasha from a brisa. The brisa says that if a king comes and he takes, the melech comes and he takes away his teveyu achayv, the king wants a certain amount of money from you, and he seizes your peiris, and included in those peiris are some matnes kahuna, then you have to repay those matnes kahuna that he took. The king wanted to take from you $1,000, he took $1,000 worth of peiris. Included in that $1,000 worth of payris was, let us say, $100 worth of matanais. So the halach is that you have to repay that $100 worth of matanais. So for the Gemara, we see that if somebody is mazik matnes kahuna, that he does have to pay, because here the king took matnes kahuna and you have to pay. So koshken of your mazik, the matnes kahuna that you should have to pay. So the Gemara answers, shani hason, doka mishtar shilei, loshen shayrish, mem, shin, tof, re, shin, yud, mishtar shilei. Now the expression mishtar shilei means that in the case where the king took away the payris from you, that matnes kahuna that he took replaced something else he would have taken from you. It was just in the place of something else. Since it was just in the place of something else that he would have taken from you, so you in effect saved $100. The king was going to take $1,000 from you. And if he wouldn't have taken the matnes kahuna, he would have taken something else. That's called mishtar shilei. That the matnes kahuna replaced something else that you would have lost, and because it replaced something else that you would have lost, you're mechuyev to make good on it and to pay. That's all in the Gemara. Tosfos there asks the kasha: if there's such a thing as mishtar shilei, if you have this concept that if the matnes kahuna replaced something else you had, that you have to reimburse the matnes kahuna, fractisvis, so then the same thing if you eat matnes kahuna. If you eat matnes kahuna, ochal matnes kahuna, if Yisrael eats matnes kahuna, he's also the potter. So bishlam of his mazik, so you can tell me there's no mishtar shilei. But if he eats it, so then you should say the same thing, let him pay that he would have normally eat the supper. Instead of spending money on supper, he ate the matnes kahuna. So let's say mishtar shilei on that as well, on what he ate in place of what he would have eaten. And for Tosfos, that he could say hayisi misane, he could say I would have fasted, not mishtar shilei, I didn't have to eat anything. I would have fasted. So you can't make him pay, because it's not clear that it's mishtar shilei. And it's not similar. When the king came, he had no choice. If the king wouldn't have taken that 100, he would have taken a different $100. So there you say mishtar shilei. When a person could say yisi misane, then you don't say mishtar shilei. That's all the Gemara and Tosfos in Chulin. I think it's Daf Kuflamid. It's either Kuflamid Beis or Kuflamid Dalet.
Kuflamid Dalet.
If the Gemara says that the king wasn't coming for a specific amount of money, just took everything, then you're potter. It's only when the king came b'chayvai, he came for a specific chayv, that he took.
That's the same thing by a man.
By where?
Someone takes it away. The government take it away. The Gemara says also the same thing over there, that if they want that, they don't owe the money. If they want it for me, then I do owe them back.
Okay, good. It's the same idea that this replaced another loss. Okay, so this is all a Gemara. So the Ketzais in Simi Reshma and Vav, the cotton days, brings that the Marit asked the Kasha, or an obvious Kasha, that if you could say, Ho Yisi Misane, if you could say, I would have fasted. So it's not replacing anything. So what about an hour Mishnah? An hour Mishnah, your animal's walking down the street, and your animal eats somebody else's peiris. So we make him pay Masha Nehenis. We make him pay the hanor that the owner had. Then now he doesn't have to feed the animal. Why don't we say that he could tie them? Oh, you see, I wouldn't have fed the animal. Just like he could say, Yisi Misana, even though we'll tell him when's the last time you fasted. It doesn't matter if you're mechayev the money to call it Mishtar Shilai. You can't force him, Tosfos says, because he could say, I would have fasted. So say the same thing here. When he says, when the animal, when he's saying, pay Mashin Ahenis, pay because the animal ate my pay, Rishusarab, and you don't have to pay the Hezek, but you still have to pay the Hanoah. So why don't you say the same thing? That I would have fasted. And to say it's not I would have fasted, I would have not fed my animal. Man, I could skip a meal once, not going to die from it. And I went to feed the animal, and then I would have been, I shouldn't have to pay Mashin Ahenis. This is the Maritz Kasha. Why can't you tie the same tie of Hayisi Misana? And if I would just ask you the Kasha, why does the man say, I went to feed the animal? You say, I don't believe you, I went to feed the animal. But the Maritz is saying, Lamaisa is such a Taisus. Taisus says, in the case of Mishtar Shilai, we find this idea that there's such an idea. So if there's such an idea, so then whatever Taisus said there, let's say it here. I understand in Svara, the Kasha by itself is not a strong Svara. What kind of time is it? I went to feed the animal. You fed the animal every day for the last 100 days, and some of you would feed him tonight also. But if we find the Taisa is such a concept that a person can tie the Hayisi Nisana, so why not here? You can phrase the Kasha the other way. From here, it's Sharon Taisa. Taisa says Hayisi Nisana, and we see here you don't say Hayisi Nisana. Akapon, this is the Maritz. The Maritz Kasha. So the Ketzais brings the Maritz answer. The Maritz answers that there's a difference between the case of Matnas Kahuna and our case. In the case of Matnas Kahuna, there's no chiyuv of the Parsha of Nezikin, because Matnas Kahuna is called Mamlein Shein Leitoivim. Mamlein Shein Leitoivim means there's no Teveya. There's nobody that could come to you and say, give me the Matnas Kahuna. Because since there are so many Kayanim in the world, I could say, I want to give it to someone else. Matnas Kahuna is called Mamlein Shein Leitoivim. And therefore, if you're Mazik Matnas Kahuna, your potter, because there's no Teveya, there's no Balabas, there's no Baldin. There's nobody that could be a Teveya for Matnas Kahuna. The only Chiyuv that there is by Matnas Kahuna is a Chiyuv of Mishtar Shilai. There's a Chiyuv of Mishtar Shilai. If this replaced something else of mine, so then there's this concept, Mishtar Shilai replaced something else, and therefore I have to pay. By Mishtar Shilai, Yitaka could say, how you see Misana. Shankin and Agamar. An Agamar, we're talking Yamazik, a person. Here, besides Mishtar Shilai, there's a Chiyav Alt Mazik. There's a Parsha Nezikin. You're Mazik someone. There is a Teveya. Heyais, there is a Teveya. Memela, he could come and be Teveya you, the Paris. By Nezikin, you can't say Hayisi Misana. Because Lamaisa, you had Hanav. If you would have fasted, you wouldn't have had the Hanav. We're making you pay because of your Hanav. Mishtar Shilei, we make you pay because you save money. So for saving money, you could say Hayisi Misana. But here, when your animal is Mazik Peris B'Shesarabim, we're making you pay because you are Mazik the Peris. You won the Henem in our Peris. Since you were Nehenem in Aperis. So there you can't say Hayisi Misana, because if you would have fasted, you wouldn't have had the Hana. We're making you pay because you're not Lamaisi, you had the Hana. Your animal had the dinner. Whatever benefit your animal had from eating, it had. You say Hayisi Misana, but then you wouldn't have had that benefit that the animal had by eating. Since you have to pay, because in the Pasha of Mazikin, there's a din that Shem B'Shusaram pays Mashinahenis. So therefore, there's no Ayisim Misana on Mashinahenis, because it had the Hana. So there's a difference between this case and Cholim. When could you say Ayisim Misana? Only by Mam and Shem Ram Tavim. With a Chiyav is as Mishtar Shilei, because it saved you something. Because it didn't save me something. Mashen can hear where the Chiyav is because he had Hana, which the Marit calls a din and dinay mazikin, a din mazik. The halach is if you're mazik, shein is mazik b'shusarab mepeiz mashenahenis. So the Marit, he can't say here you see misana, because if you would have been misana, you wouldn't have had the hana. We're making you pay for the hana you had. If you see misana, then you wouldn't have had the hana. We're making you pay because of the hana. So since you have to pay because of that hana, there's no taina I would have fasted. Okay, I want to be clear. There's a difference between Mishtar Shilei and paying Mashinahenis. That's the aside of the answer. Mishtar Shilei is a case where I don't have to pay Altmazik. Just because I save money. I could say Hayisi Misana. I didn't save money. Over here, you're not paying because you saved money. Over here, you're paying because you had Hana. And since the halacha is that a Shem B'Shusaram that has a Noah has to pay, therefore you have to pay over here for the Hanoah that you had. That's the Marit Teretz. When you have a Noah, you can't say Hayisi Misana, because then you wouldn't have had a Noah. We're making you pay for the Hanoah. So therefore here there's a Chayiv. Now, the reason this Marit is very important, besides that it answers a Kasha, is because we see klar that the Marit learned that Mashin Ahenis is a din and is a nezikim dikadin. We cleared yesterday. If Mashin Ahenis, when you have to pay Mashin Ahenis, is it a nezikim dikadin? Like Dar Sameach wanted to learn. Do you pay what you had on Noah because it's one of the rules of Hilchas Mazikin? The Hashem B'Shusarab pays because it's Mazik. And it doesn't pay the full amount, only pays Mashinahenis. Or is it a Chayv Dikadin? The Marit says klar that it's a din of Parshas Mazikin. He says those words. He said, Matnas Kahuna doesn't have Parshas Mazikin. It's Mam Shem Lam Tovim. And Shem B'Shusarab does have Parshas Mazikin. So klar, the Marit learned that it's a din Alt Mazik, Alt Silchas Nezikin, the Nezikin Dikadim. As I state in the Marit. Now, of course, the Ktsais, when he brings this Marit, he disagrees. Because the Ktsais holds that Mashahen in the Hennis is not a Nezikin Dikadim. Mashahen in the Hennis, the fact you have to pay what you had on Noah, the Ktsais learned you only pay Beinanis. Because it's a chayv. It's a chayv mamin. It's a din in chayvus mamin, like we said yesterday. And therefore, he says the teretz differently. He says basically the same teretz as the marit without explaining that it works as nezikin. He says it's a chayv dikedin. And the same thing, manis kuhuna, there's no teveya, the chayv. And nezikin, and shem shesram, there is a teveya. But the point is that it's clear that the marit learned that it's a nezikin dikedin. Marit is earlier, what? So that we have, on the other side of the tzais, we have clearly one of the marit is considered to be either the earliest achrayim or the latest rishayim. We have a kadmoin who learns that it's in the zikim dikadin in order to answer this kasha of mishtar shila. Now again, to answer the kasha, you don't have to say it's in the zikim dikadin. You can say exactly the same terrors as the marit, and the tzais does it. The tzais says, the marit got the right idea, but the wrong words. That's what he says. Because the marit, his idea is right, the words are wrong. Take the whole marit, take out the word nezikin, put in the word chayiv, and you can say the same teretz. Same teretz. Matnes kahuna is mamashem am taivin. So therefore, no one can be teveh the chayiv of matnes kahuna. Over here, there's only mishtar shilei. Mishtar shilei, you could say, I would have fasted. Our mishnah is a chayiv dekedin. Chayiv is that you can't say, you see misana, because the ma'aser of chayiv is there. The whole teretz, you could say the same teretz. And the ktzai says it, because he disagrees with the marit. But we see klar that the marit held that it's a nezikim dikadin. And so clearly we have two shittas. The Rosemech, I mentioned yesterday, was at least mesupik, but the marit is klar that it's a din in nezikim. So we have a shita clear that holds it's a nezikim dikadin. And clearly a shita that holds it's a the chayv, which we know is the shita second size. Okay. The question is, why do you have to pay mishtar shilei? Why does a person pay mishtar shilei? I said yesterday that we're pushing off till the sugya of chafa, the bottom of chafa mid aleph. Why you should pay Mashenahenis. What we're going to have to do is come up with an explanation of why you should pay Mashenahenis and why you should pay Mishtar Shilei. I'll tell you for now the way Rav Shimon explains it. Rav Shimon and Shari Yashir is Mazba Mishtar Shilei. And you'll hear it again when we get to the next sugya. But just, Rav Shimon says that let's say you have an animal of Matnes Kahuna, and it has a baby, or it has wool. So that wool and that baby are also belong to the Shevet HaKahuna. It also belongs to the Kayiv. Ayitz Mamin Shein Leitayvim. But that doesn't matter. When it's a Vlad of the Matnes Kahuna, it becomes Matnes Kahuna. B'mitzias, it's Matnes Kahuna. A Vlad of Matnes Kahuna is B'mitzias Matnes Kahuna. But Shimon learns that Mishtar Shilei is considered like a vlad of the thing that gave the benefit. It's a teilada of the thing that gave the benefit. It's not a separate tvias mamon. It's sort of, the Matnes Kahuna sort of gave birth to this benefit. I owe $1,000. The melech took the $1,000, which included the 100 of truma. That 100 of truma erased my $100 chayv. That, it doesn't have to be mamashir shleitayvim. That's a vlad, an outgrowth of the matnes kahuna, and that's called mishtar shilei. Mishtar shilei is a vlad of the previous thing. And the vlad is even a matnes kahuna, there's a chiyuv. This is the way Shimon explains it in the Shari Yashir. And this is all going to come back to us in the sugya of Zanenes Alechaser. But first of all, I want you to know the concept of Mishtar Shilei. And secondly, which is two words, Mishtar Shilei. Second of all, to know that this Marit is a Klara Marit. I mean, the Tzais brings the Marit, and he understands Klara. The Marit learns it's a Din, a Nezikin, a Din. So that we have to add to what we, the discussion we had yesterday about the two ways to learn Mashenahenes.
fact that you can't be kohen doesn't take away. It's the same as eating. There's no difference in the fact that I have a chayv. It's just there's nobody can collect it. The whole svar is very weak. There's no difference in the fact that this doesn't belong.
But I don't pay because of the hanah. I don't pay, but the whole svar of Amishalim Taivim in the first place is weak, but that has nothing to do with the problem here. The idea that if someone is Mazik, Matnes Kuna, he doesn't have to pay because there's no Teveya, that's a din in Hilchas Bezdin, obviously the person himself.
He can't be Teveya, but he had a chiyuv to give Matnes Kuna whatever he was damaged, it's just that they can't collect.
Right, so all we're talking about is what they could collect. That's our discussion. The whole Sugya and Chulin is talking about what you could collect. But here's a chiyuv klapi Shmaya Galia, it's a separate discussion. The whole idea of Mamashim Lam Tovim is all in Hanhogas Bezman. What Bezman could be today. And that, it can be today Achayv. Okay, let's get back to the cases here in the Gemara. Ha'u Chamra, we're six lines, five lines on the bottom. Ha'u Chamra Da'ochla Nama. This donkey that was eating bread. Upalse lasala, and it chewed or took apart the basket. Chayve Rav Yehuda l'shalay nezek shalom anama. On the bread, it's pasha, it's shame. He has to pay. And this was not precious arad, obviously. Vasala chati nezek. On the sal, that's mishuna. Animals don't eat baskets. Prakti gemara amai. Kiven do orche lemechel nama, orche nami lapluse lasala. It's normal the animal wants to get to the bread, it chews the bread, so it chews it together with the sow. So the Gemara, you're right. The ochel v'ha de pavus. So what's the Gemara say? That if the animal eats the bread first, then it eats the basket afterwards, so that's mishona. That's karen. That's chatzin nezek. If, as it's eating the bread, it bites the basket, that's normal. The animals chew into the bread and they eat the basket with the bread. So that's normal, and there you pay Nezek Shalom. So here, I'm not sure which Mazik is it on the basket. Is that Shane on the basket? Or is it Regel? And when I say Regel, I mean the following. You'll know that Shane doesn't have to be with the teeth, and Regel doesn't have to be with the feet. You could have a shein with the foot and a regel with the teeth. Depends what the case is. Shein is when it has hanah. Is when an animal goes to have hanah. And regel is when it goes and on the way it's mazik something. If you have an animal that's walking down the street and it sees some grapes, and to get to the grapes, it walks to the grapes, it steps on things on the way to the grapes. Obviously, that's regel. Because it stepped on things to get to what it wants to eat. But the hezek was in the going. When the hezek is in the going, because something's in your way, and you're going and stepping on it, that's regel. But an animal wants to eat bread. The bread is in a basket. And it chews the basket to get to the bread. What is that? What is that? Is that regel or shame?
Why should it be shame?
Why should it be shame? Okay, so let's start the other way. Why should it be regel?
Because my desire is not getting hung up. The only reason why it should be shame is because it's through the wall, it's through the mice, so it's eating. The mice is not, because it's not getting hung up.
Well, it's not Mishunah, it means it's not Karen. And not Kamar Asla Azik, it's not Karen. So now we agree, it's not Karen. The question is now, should it be Regel or Shane? What? Minaf Kamina, we didn't find any differences between Regel and Shane. We don't know any difference in Regel. As far as we understand, Regel and Shane are all one Mazik. We don't know if they're looking between Regel and Shane. But it's only enough Kamina and how to touch. I would have loved to find a Rishon that says clearly if this is Regel or this is Shein. From the Shita Mukubetzes, it looks like they used to learn like we learn in the yeshivas nowadays. And that Beis Gimel Dalet, if this Gemara would have been anywhere in the first 10 blot, it would have touched up this Gemara. But over here, the Shittim of Kubetzis is the Mustam, they learned the way they learned, just the people who printed it, who put it together. I don't know, a Rishon should say, if this is Shein HaRega, I'll tell you why I'm a Mesupik. The reason I'm a Mesupik is when the animal is biting into, assuming the animal in one bite is biting bread and basket in one shot, I would call that Maisa Hezik Kavanosa Lahaza Kavanosa Mechava Lahanasa. The Kavan of the animal is Lahanasa. Now it's true that the basket part of what it's doing is not Lahanasa, but the Maisa Hezik, it's the animal's Mechavin Fahana. Lamaisa, it doesn't have Hana from the basket. It only has Hana from the food. So here you have a case where the animal is mechavin lahana, but it doesn't have hana from the basket. What's the din if an animal is mechavin lahana, but has no hana? That's what we were misupik on many times with the fake fruit, or the cases where the animal wants to have hana. It sees something it thinks tastes good, and it bites into it, and then it doesn't taste good. And maybe it spits it out after, I don't know. But it's mechavin lahanasa, but it's not nehena, because there's nothing to have hana from. Is that called shame? That was our suffix. Now here there's no nafkamina, because if it's not shame, it's going to be regal anyway. Because the basket is in the animal's way. It's normal for the animal to eat the basket with the fruit. Nevertheless, if we would have a rishon that would teach that it's shame, that eating this basket is shame, then we would have a raya that you can have a case of shame where you don't have hana, because it didn't have any hana from the basket. That would be a raya. You don't have to have hana to be shame. The animal has to want to have hana, but it doesn't have to actually have hana in order to be shame. That l'chayra, you're shaking your head no. He's not having enough from the basket. I understand. And let's, for argument's sake, let's say the basket belonged to Reuven and the food belonged to Shimon. So now, Reuven is sending a bill for the basket. He's sending a bill because the animal had enough? Didn't have enough from the basket. While it was eating it, it had enough.
Eating each bite it had enough from the bite.
That's called Mechavin La'anasa. That's not called having La'anasa. Mechavin La'anasa it was, I agree. The reason the animal bit into it is because since the food is in the basket, therefore it had enough in the bite. But Mechavin La'anasa it was. But Nehenne it wasn't.
There's a bunch of grains, and some of them aren't La'anasa, and some are, and he eats all the grains together.
Mechinami, let's say you would have such a case. I don't know, to me it sounds like a riot.
That doesn't matter on each bite, that matters on the final product. Because like you see the Baal, when he pays up on, if the Baal eats something in the street, the Baal has to pay up for when he gets home, he realizes, oh, I don't have to feed now.
Right.
That matters later on.
Right.
So to over here, that matters on the final product after he eats the bread.
Which does not include the basket.
No, so therefore it is including the basket.
What happened to our final? Why in the final analysis?
There's no one. Whether a guy has enough from each bite is on the action itself that it can happen.
But not from the action of eating the basket, only from the action of eating the bread. From the action of eating the basket, it didn't have hana. No? I mean, you want to charge me for the basket? The basket?
You split it.
Why shouldn't you split it? Why shouldn't you? You have to judge each thing. Is this shame or is not shame? I don't think so.
Stamp on stuff.
Right. It's
stamp on stuff.
Lahanasa,
you know, right next to the
stuff
that enjoyed stamping on something else that it didn't. And it broke both.
In the Chinami, there would be a difference in the one it enjoyed and the one it didn't enjoy. For sure.
It's a record. It's the same idea. same item. You can't say this part he didn't have on this part he said. You can't step from one way out to the other. You can't eat the best without the bad. You can't eat the bad without the best.
I think that's true. I don't think it's true. If you want to bill me for the basket, you have to. If you want it to be shame, it has to be shame on the basket. All right. Well, if we find a rishon that'll say it's shame, I'll even take an effort at this point. We'll argue about it, but I think it will be a raya. Kabbadoch let me split. But then they're going to tell me that one happened after the other time wise, and here was all one day.
At the same time.
What?
Tarifachol. Not Tarifachol.
If it fit into it. What?
Darzva.
Wouldn't
be
a...
That's more
right.
Than
what?
Same thing.
You mean Ben
Arif?
Darzva.
So Kalev did it that way.
I'm not sure. There the whole thing may be Karen because the whole mice is Mishnah.
The
rush may be made. What?
But if you see, even though it did something with Tanoa, the Maisa itself is not. The
but it's Mishunah. Remember, Tanoa Mishunah won't help you. It's just that you're making that example. But here
it's
not Mishunah.
And it's not Tanoa on the Sam. So then it would probably not better than Rebel. Even though we don't look at everything else.
I agree that at the very least they'll have it in Yagal. I'm just wondering if somebody would say it has it in Shay, there would be a riot for this Chakira that we never got clear. Okay. Takiumaro pass or cheyu verminu achla pasu basar the tafshol mishalom chati nezek my love the behemoth like the chaya basar or cheyu chaya likes basar. Have they gone to the matzvi that you barbecued it? Liesh, so that the animal doesn't like. Ibayasema. Bitvio, it's talking about a type of an animal, a deer that doesn't eat meat. Ibayasema. Loilam bibahema. Ubipsaira. So I think you all noticed the machlekes Rashi Ben of Chananel. Rashi says Bisaira means that the donkey jumped up onto the table. And they ate it on the table. The donkey jumped up on the table and it ate it on the table. So then it's Mishuna and then you're Potter. And Rabbeinu Chananel learns no. Bipsaira, he's there as Bipsaisa, is some type of a bread that's cooked with gravy. That the animals don't like, so that's how we know. So why does Rabbeinu Chananel learn like Rashi? Rashi says it jumped on the table. So the Rashba says it beferish. The Rashba says, why? What's wrong with Rashi? Rashi says that if the animal jumps up on the table and it eats off the table, that's Mishuna, because they hold. The Rashba holds. That even if jumping up on the table is Mishana, but we're not billing him for jumping on the table. We're charging him for once it's on the table, it ate. That eating is normal. Once it's on the table, it's normal for it to eat. So that the Rashba holds a shame. Rashi, Lishitasai, that we spoke out in the Mishnah, Rashi holds that it's considered Mishana, even if just getting into the matzav is Mishana, that's enough to make it Mishana. Ishas the even after the eating that comes later. So the chayrus machlekes is l'shitasa. Gemara goes to another case. Sahu barcha is goat. The chaza lifta apuma dedana. Ketzor a lefes on the mouth of a barrel. Sarich solik achla lifta. So it went and it climbed up and it ate the. It ate this vegetable. It ate the lifta. V'tavi l'dana, and on the way up, it broke the basket. Chayve rova lifta v'dana nezek shalom. So here, I think everyone will agree that it's regel, the breaking of the dana. No one's going to say it's shame here, because here it climbed up, and in climbing up, it broke the lifta. It broke the dana, and then it ate the lifta. So you pay on the basket on the on the dona, the says on the keli you pay for alts regel, and on the lifter you pay alts shame. My tama kim dorchel amecha lifter orchenami lesruchel lemislik. Since it's normal for it to do this, it's normal for it to do that. I'm not sure what the chiddush of this case is. How is this case more of a chiddush than the basket case? Instead of it eats the basket to get to the bread, you pay into the basket. He was saying, if it climbs up a keli to get to a vegetable, so you pay for the keli. Pirates, I'm not sure what the chiddush is, unless the chiddush is the metzias, that goats climb up baskets. So I don't know, I didn't see anybody I should ask, but I'm not sure what the chiddush is. Huh? Who? Yeah. Nobody answers. Okay. So say Mukiyasit asks, all right. So these are Hezber, what the Teretz is. Okay, Omer Ilfa. Ilfa, the Rishayim do talk about at great length. We'll learn Ilfa's case. There's a machlokes here between the Baal Amor and the Rif, what the case of Ilfa is. We'll learn like the Baal Amor, and then we'll see later that that's Rashi Shita. The Baal Amor and Rashi have one mahalach, and the Rif and the Rosh and the Ramban have a different mahalach and Pshat in the Gemara. The says in what? Right, let's see. We'll start learning the Gemara, what I think is more Pashup Shat. The Rosh himself says the Baal Amor is Pashup Shat. He says if you're Ma'ayin Tuva, you'll see that the other Pshat is right. So let's learn first the Pashup Shat. Amar Ilf. Behema Vishusa Rabim, Upashta Tzavara, Behema's in the street, and it stuck out its neck for Achla Me'agabi Chavrata. The animal stuck out its neck and it ate off the other animal. There's another animal going down the street. It was loaded up with Paris. So this animal ate off the back of the other animal. Chayeves, it's chayev. Now this is shame. Kuli alma, it ate normal food. It's shame. It ate the food off the gabe chavrata. Chayeves, why is it chayev? It's shame shusarabim should be potter. So the Gemara, my taima, gabe chavrata kechotzer anizik dami. The back of another animal is considered chotzer hanizik, period. That's the pashuk shat in Ilfa. That's the way the Baal Amor learns. That Ilfa is saying that the other animal, the back of the animal, is considered to be rishus hanizik. It's considered to be rishus hanizik. Now, I told you that the Rif is going to have a different shot. I'm not up to the Rif yet. Just, let's say this Gemara would sit by itself. There wouldn't be a Vaita piece of Gemara. It would just be this Gemara. Would anybody here have something schwer on this? I mean, those were here last month. Right? So there's one Rif that we learned five times. The Chayra, that Rif doesn't stem with this Gemara. What was the riff that the Rosh brought in the beginning of the Masechta? The very beginning of the Masechta, the Rosh brought B'Shem the riff. I think we even went it inside. The riff brought B'Shem the riff, what he called Tama the Crow, a reason for the Pasuk. The riff said, why is it that Shane is part of Rishus Arabim? So the riff said, because it's normal for animals to go down the street. And as long as the animal is doing something normal, walking down the street, you can't be mechayev the bailam. It's a normal thing. How does that stem with this Gemara? The Rish Lashon is Shem v'regel peturim b'shus harabim do'urcheyum. That was the Rif's Lashon, beginning of the Masechta. Shem v'regel patur b'shus harabim is to acting normally. So the Rosh asked, merely, why is he giving a Tama Dekra? And he answered, Efshur Shabbat Lefarish Tama Kra, the Apostle. He's giving Tama Dekra. Lama pata tar b'shusarabim. If you should dark and melech b'shusarabim, if she sheyechu b'ayla machreim tamiz. If he acts normally, you can't be mechayiv of an animal. Animals have to go in the street. Before there were cars, the streets were full of animals. So that's the rift shita and why Shane is pater. Now it seems to me that the riff was muchruch to have a different shot here in the Gemara, and the riff lemaisa does have. We'll see soon. But the way we learned Ilfa now, any animal that's walking down the street that eats off the back of another animal that's walking down the street, you're chayiv because the back of an animal is considered rishus hanizik. According to the riff's logic, in the Tam, that Shein is part of rishus harabim, l'charet shouldn't be. Because it's normal for a few animals to walk in the street. Streets are not limited to one animal at a time. It's normal for there to be many animals. And why are animals in the street? Because they're carrying things. So it's very normal. If it wouldn't be normal, it would be Karen. It's obviously not Mishonah. So we'll have to see if there's a possibility for a middle ground.
When it walks off the street and eats in somebody else's field, that's not Orach Ha'am, but in the same case, it's not
Mishonah. It's Orach HaBrishus HaNizik Yechayiv. Orach HaBrishus HaNizik, the owner is Mechuyiv to stop him. It's not E-F-Sher to stop him.
Walking down the street.
No, so we said that an owner is responsible. He could be at a distance, but he has to be close enough that if the animal goes in someone else's rishus, he'll stop it. Even the chanos on the side. But it doesn't have to be that quick to stop an animal that wants to eat food. So, in fact, it works out well that the Rif Taka does have a different shot. Let's just wait and see, because the Rif is totally in the next few lines of Gemara. Okay, so the Baal HaMor learned, as we learned, that again, Behemer b'shusaram, poshto tzavar v'ochem yagar b'charbeter, chayeves. If it ate off the next animal, chayeves, because maitam agar b'charbeter k'chotza nizik dami, that's ilfus chiddish, that the neighbor's back is considered to be chotza nizik. Correct the Gemara. Lema Messiah lay. Mechayra, I could bring a proof to ilfa. Hoysa, the probably a b'raisa. Hoysa kuposay mufshelas la'chayrev. If a person had a box thrown over his shoulder, he's carrying it in back of him. So we see, mamish, the same case. What's the difference if it's an animal, it's in the back of the animal, or it's a person with a box on the back of his back? Either way, it's chayiv, mamish, the same. And for the Gemara, kida amar of it b'kayfetzes, sochanami b'kayfetzes. No, this case is talking b'kayfetzes. What does kefetzes mean? Literally, kefetzes, jumping. So what does it mean here, kefetzes? You have to look in Rashi. Rashi says, b'kefetzes, shekofzo v'ochla al tzavara, she'ein darka b'kach, v'toldo de kerenu, v'chiev es chatzineze ka'omer. Now, this Rashi is important, Rashi. But before anything, if you're going to ask me questions about why it's normal for an animal to climb up a bucket, and it's not normal for an animal to jump to get something off someone's back, I can't answer you. I don't have animals. And I don't know why animals do certain things, they don't do other things. Maybe goats do climb their buckets and they do jump in the street and other goats don't. I don't have any animals. So I can't tell you why it's a derech. I'm learning Rashi. Rashi's telling us a fact. I'm not arguing with the fact. Rashi saw more the way animals are in the street than me. Rashi says kefetzes is not normal. Now Rashi says shekofza va'achla al tzavara. What does al tzavara mean? What does it mean al tzavara? Huh? On its neck? On whose neck? What? The other. Shekofza va'achla al the tzavara of the Adam. Tzavara. Does it mean stuck out its neck? We're going on Kupasa Mukshal Slachayrev. Right, let me say that. It's the first time he says that chayav a pashta tzavara v'achlam imenu. So it says pashta tzavara v'achlam imenu chayaves. So we say that's talking kofetzes. So kofza v'achla al tzavara. I don't know exactly what it means, al tzavara, but it means that it stuck out its neck and jumped with its neck stuck out. Shein darka b'kach, it told us karen, v'chayev eschatzin nezakomer. Period. So the way the Baal HaMoa learns, we have two separate memras here in the Gemara. Ilfa's memra, which is talking stam, an animal eating off the back of another animal. And we have Rava, the Lema Mesayle, the Brisa of Kupasim Ushelas, which is talking by Kefetzes, and that's Karen, and that pays Chatzin Nezek. So Ilfa's case pays Nezek Shalem, and the second case pays Chatzin Nezek. Gemara in a minute is going to bring Rabbi Shia. Rabbi Shia is a third case. Like the Baal HaMoa and Rashi, these are all three totally different cases, and they're not they're similar to each other, but each one's a separate din. One is Shein, one is Karen. The Rif comes along, and he learns Hachi Nami B'Kayfetzes, that it goes back on Ilfa as well. That the words Hachi Nami B'Kayfetzes goes back not only on Chaysa Kupasa Mushelas Me'achayre, but it goes back on Ilfa as well. I teach, like the Baal HaMoa teaches, that it's only going back on Kupasa Mushelas Me'achayre. Kedama Rava Kefetzes, Rava Seber Rabbi Shia, that is Kefetzes. Hachinami, here also, the Kupasa case is also Kefetzes. And therefore, it's not a Messiah lay till. It's one way to learn. The Rif learns that Ilfa's case is also a case of kefetzes, and Ilfa's not mechayiv you. Stam is like an animal walks down the street, you know, eats off another animal's back. You're potter like the Rif. It's very geshmak. The Rif is l'shitasai in the beginning of the Masechta that if you eat off the, if you're doing something normal, you're potter. If you know that Rif from Siman Aleph in the Rosh, so it's a pashut. Pashut the Rif holds out. What's the case that Ilfa said that you're chayiv? Ilfa was talking, the Kaifet says, that the animal jumped on the other animal and ate off its back, and therefore it's chayiv. But if the animal would just stop, stick out its neck and eat off the back, then you'd be potter. He's talking about Kaifet says.
So shouldn't it happen after the base of Rabbi Shia? Why does it happen first the other time before Rabbi Shia?
I don't know.
We only have the raya from the case of second base. In Lema Sayle, you don't have any reason to say it can't be a pshat.
Can't be. It's definitely not mukruch in the pshat that it goes back on Ilfa. The Rif, seems to me, the Rif clearly had his own reason for learning Kefetzes goes back on Ilfa, because he holds that you can't learn Ilfa the Pashto. See here how the Rif learns? Now it's going to get a little more complicated, so you have to help cop. Okay, before we get confused with the Rif, the Baal HaMoa's pshat is Poshit. Baal HaMoa's Pshat is easy. You'll have to be masking. Baal HaMoa learns the Gemara, it's very easy. And if the Rif gets confusing, it shouldn't confuse the Baal HaMoa. Okay, the Baal HaMoa again learns two memories. Ilfa's memory is a case of shame, not kefetzes. And the case of Haisa Kupasa in Mushalas Lachairav is a case of kefetzes, which is Karen. Now, the Rif learns that Ilfa's case is also a case of kefetzes. So the Ramban in the Mulchemes at the bottom says, if kefetzes is mishuna, so of course it's chayiv b'shus harabed. Right? By Karen, there's no difference b'shus harabed and b'shus hanizik. So how is the Rif going to learn Ilfa's words? Ilfa's words were, "Behema b'shus harabim pashta tzavar v'alchem agabi chayvta chayeves meitama agabi chayvta kuchatzer anizik dali." If it's talking by Karen, that's not chatzer anizik. Karen, who cares? Karen chatzer anizik b'shus harabim. Karen is chayv the same everywhere. Zakta Ramban must be that the Rif understands kefetzes is normal. Kefetzes is orche. That's normal for the animal to jump. Not like Rashi and the Baal HaMoa. that he learns, that the Rif learns, kefetzes is a normal thing for an animal. It's going down the street, it sees food, so it jumps and eats it. So the Rif says that if it jumps, agabi chaverta, and it eats, me agabi chaverta or b'shus rabin, so then that kechotzer anizik dami, and since it's kechotzer anizik dami, therefore you're chayiv to pay b'chotzer anizik. So the Rif and the Ramban and the Rosh, everybody explains the Rif this way, that the Rif learns kefetzes is orche, and the Baal Amor learns kefetzes is not orche. And that's how we know Rashi learns like the Baal Amor, because Rashi says that kefetzes is a darka b'kach and told the karenu. So Rashi and the Baal Amor understand kefetzes is not orche, and the Rif understands differently. The Rif understands that kefetzes is normal, and according to the Rif, all the members of this Gemara, Ilfa and Kaposay Mufshalas Lachayrav, and even Rabbi Shia, are really saying the same thing, the same side, that Kaifetzes, when it jumps Al Gabi Chaverta, then it's Chayiv. If it jumps Al Gabi Chaverta, then it's Chayiv when it eats Me'al Gabi Chaverta. If it doesn't jump Me'al Gabi Chaverta, if it stays B'shus Rabim and eats off Chaverta, then it's Potter. Then that's Shein. Shein is Potter B'shus Rabim. If it's Kefetzes, then it's also Shein, but it's Shein B'shus HaNizik. And Shein B'shus HaNizik, then you're Chayiv. This is the way the Ramban explains the Balamah, the Rif.
It's the same Oracle. What's the difference? They're both Oracle. What's the difference if it's Kefetzes?
Okay, you have to see that everyone claps. That this is with this explanation, there's something left a little hanging. It's not so schwer, but you just what comes out according to the Rif's chat, like the Rif's Hesber in this sugya. What is Ilfa and the Brisa? What are they saying? That the animal is behaving totally normally. It's walking down the street, it's bathing normally. If it eats off chaverta, since it ate b'shus harabim, therefore it's potter. If it jumps on chaverta, I guess to picture in your mind, you would have to picture a small animal jumping on a big animal somehow. You have a cat, and it jumps on the back of a cow, and it eats off it. It's getting a ride on the back, and it's eating off it. So then you chayiv. Ah, David is asking, if that's orche, so vaita, it should be shein b'shus harabim. So it seems, at least the way the Ramban learned, that we have a rule. The rule is b'shus harabim, where it's normal, you're potter, and b'shus hanizik, yechayiv. Even though here we have a case of b'shus hanizik, which is normal, but once it becomes b'shus hanizik, yechayiv, because it's b'shus hanizik. That seems to be the way the Ramban is learning. However, the Rosh adds a nakuda here to the, and he explains the Rif, which Ramban doesn't say. And the Rosh's nakuda will explain this as well. So, I guess we'll do that first thing tomorrow. I suggest all of you just to get the Gemara clarified. Again, the Baal Amor Rashi's pshat is very simple. The Rif's pshat is a bit complicated. The whole Baal Amor, you can look at it as three lines under the Rif. And the Rosh is Masber, the two Shitas. So I suggest that you just you go.